along with him because it was too dangerous to be his enemy. Not everyone understood. Then Perez dropped by to speak with my mother. She was at home on the plantation doing the family washing in a large cement sink on the back porch. Perez bought a soft drink and sat on a wooden bench nearby, chatting casually while she continued with the laundry. He mentioned he had seen me on television and read stories about me in the newspapers. "So Farlis is becoming famous," he laughed. "What's all this about her becoming the child mayor of Apartado? What does that mean?" "It doesn't mean anything," my mother told him. "It's just something the children came up with. Children's rights, that sort of thing." "Does she get paid for it then?" asked Perez. "No, they're just kids. They don't get paid." "She's young to get mixed up in politics," said Perez. "Doesn't it worry you?" "It's not politics," my mother said. "It's the church and the Red Cross. It's like a club." My mother thought nothing of that visit from Perez.